Welcome to another episode of the Credit Fresh Personal Finance Podcast, where our aim is to help improve your knowledge on important topics in the world of personal finance. In this podcast series, we'll cover everything from different budgeting techniques, effective ways to save money and pay off debt, and so much more. Before we begin, we'd like to remind you that this podcast provides general information only and does not constitute financial, legal, or other professional advice. Check out www.creditfresh.com/blog/ for more tips. Let's get started with today's episode, where we'll walk you through some of the important factors that can affect your credit score. If you're wondering how your financial decisions can impact your credit history, just ask around. Everyone has opinions about how to build credit, but is their advice really helpful? How many contradicting opinions do you hear? And who are you supposed to believe? Sometimes, having a basic understanding of what you shouldn't do can help you cut through questionable advice. Today, we're going to go over some habits you'll want to avoid and how they might impact your credit score. The first thing to look at in our journey of exploring potentially impactful bad habits is paying bills late. It happens to the best of us. Sometimes, life throws you a curveball that makes it hard to keep on top of your normal responsibilities. You might get sick enough that you can't work. An urgent car repair may tie up your money in unexpected ways, or a family crisis may distract you from an upcoming bill. But sometimes, you might just forget you owe money, and you don't realize it until your creditor reminds you. But by this point, it may be too late. Even one missed payment may have a negative impact on your credit history. Multiple missed payments can have an even greater impact. While something like a credit card account that remains delinquent for months may leave behind a crater in your credit report. Left long enough, it might even evolve into a charge-off, collection, or repossession. That's not to say every late payment will end up this way. Keeping on top of your bills may help you avoid adding negative entries to your file. If you've fallen behind on your bills, reflect on why you missed an important payment due date. Understanding the root cause of the problem may help you find the right solution. One thing that might be leading to you missing bill payments is overspending. Without a budget, it's easy to lose track of where your money is going. Maybe you accidentally use the cash you need to pay for an essential expense like your water bill on something frivolous like concert tickets. A budget can help you recognize your worst spending habits and make them a thing of the past. Sit down to track your expenses and see where your money goes in a typical month. Highlight those unnecessary purchases and cut them out. You can reroute this newly freed cash to go towards more important things. The next bad habit we want to tackle is applying for too many loans. In a tight spot, you might be tempted to turn to a personal loan. They can help you out in financial emergencies, so you can take on unexpected expenses or urgent repairs you couldn't otherwise afford. But there is a time and place for a loan. If you end up applying for multiple loans, lines of credit, and credit cards when you don't need them, you may be doing harm to your credit. This is because some companies may check your credit when assessing your application. If they do, it gets recorded in your credit report, and it may impact your overall credit score. So how many loans is too many? This is a tricky question to answer because it depends on a lot of variables. Everyone's finances are unique, so the number of loans and the amount of someone's debt may not have the same effect across the board. In general, do your best to avoid applying for personal loans unless you absolutely need one. The next thing we want to focus on is how you use revolving credit. Revolving credit is the financial world's way of talking about loans like lines of credit and credit cards. These products work a little differently than other types of loans, like installment loans. With an installment loan, if approved, you'll receive a lump sum of money that starts accruing interest or fees right away. You'll have a specific date by which you'll have to repay the total loan, and you'll have to reapply if you need more money. Now let's compare this to revolving credit. With a typical line of credit, you can use as much or as little of your credit limit as you need. Your use, along with any applicable charges, will usually show up on your bill or statement as your total outstanding balance. As you repay your balance by a certain date, you'll continue to have access to your credit limit, usually without having to reapply again. In general, your balance due on a revolving credit account like a line of credit or credit card may play an important role in your credit history. It depends on the company and the type of revolving credit, If a company reports your payment activity to one of the major credit bureaus, they'll see how much of your credit you use compared to the total amount you have available. This calculation produces a number that's known as your credit utilization rate. As a general rule of thumb, you want a low credit utilization rate. This means you use your available credit appropriately. A high rate, on the other hand, suggests you're frequently tapping into credit, which may suggest you have trouble managing your money. It's also important to try to pay off your balance in full whenever you can. You'll have the option of making minimum payments on your revolving credit accounts to keep them in good standing and avoid negative entries on your credit report. Keep in mind that the longer you carry a balance, the more interest or fees will build up and the more money you'll owe. Now that we've discussed some ways that your credit score may be impacted, it might be a good time to evaluate your own financial habits. Maybe you've relied on minimum payments when you could have paid off your whole balance. Or maybe an unexpected medical issue caused you to miss bill payments and apply for multiple loans in a short period. While it might take some time and effort, it's important to understand if any of your current financial habits are impacting your credit score. If you have any bad habits, it's worth the effort to address them. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Credit Fresh Personal Finance Podcast. And stay tuned for our next episode, where we'll help guide you through another important topic in the world of personal finance.